Maryland Democratic Senator Ben Cardin joins us now with one view on where things stand and what it could mean for federal agencies. Senator Cardin, great to have you on.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much.
All right. So from your point of view, what is the status of the omnibus in terms of any kind of reconciliation here?
Well, I know that the members of the Appropriations Committee on both sides of the aisle have been working very hard, and I think we are close to having an omnibus bill that would fund government through the end of this current fiscal year, which takes us through next year. We are close, and obviously it's not done until it is done. There are other issues in addition to the appropriation issues. We have the extension of the withholding tax relief for families. We have the unemployment insurance. We have the tax extenders. So we have other issues that are somewhat involved in trying to end the session this year. But I think we're close to working out an omnibus appropriation bill.
This is actually such good news. Everybody had been bracing for a possible continuing resolution. Would there be a backup CR just in case the omnibus doesn't make it through?
Well, that's exactly right. The backup would be a continuing resolution. We hope that will not be necessary, that we can do the omnibus appropriations so that the agencies have predictability through the end of the year. Through September 30 of next year. We hope that's the case. That's what we're working for. But the backup would be a CR if we fail in that regard.
Now, this omnibus would include Homeland Security and DOD, plus all the agencies that were not in the minibus?
That is correct. Those agencies that have not yet had permanent appropriation bills passed would be included in the omnibus. Many have been resolved. So we are hopeful, though, that we'll get them all resolved and we'll get it done perhaps as early as next week.
Now, in the House, there have been some amendments added to their version of it that don't really have anything to do with the top-line budget, but are, you know, social issues or whatever. Could those derail this when the whole thing gets to conference?
Quite frankly, that's the issue right now. I think the funding levels have pretty much been agreed to. The priorities are pretty well been resolved between House and Senate. A lot of these issues were resolved when we negotiated the debt ceiling increase, the funding levels. The major problems appear to be these policy riders that have been added that shouldn't be part of an omnibus bill. This is issues that should be handled in the normal legislative process. So we are still negotiating. From what I've been told, most of these issues have been resolved, but there are still several that are outstanding, and absolutely this could derail the whole appropriation process, but we hope we can resolve them.
You've got about a week before the December 16th deadline. What is it our audience, the federal workers and managers, should be watching for in the coming week as you push this through the process?
Well, first, we want to get the omnibus bill done. We want to give predictability to our agencies through September of next year. I think that's the most important single factor. Secondly, we want to prevent these policy riders. These could could turn back years of progress on the Clean Water Act or the Clean Air Act or our safety laws. We're going to be dealing with that. And then the third thing is that as we look for offsets for the extenders, whether it's the unemployment insurance or whether it's the payroll tax issue or tax extenders, that we want to make sure that the federal workforce is not picked upon in order to offset that. I authored a letter yesterday with several of my colleagues to our leaders saying our federal workforce is already given with a two-year pay freeze. We don't want to see any 11th hour attacks on our federal workforce.
And getting back to the budget levels themselves, when I was reading the summary of the minibus, what I saw was slight increases over 2011 appropriation levels, but nothing anywhere near what the president had requested originally earlier this year for 2012. So is it safe to say that the numbers that you're working on conform to the $1 trillion roughly level agreed to earlier, which is slight increases over this past year, but nothing near what the administration wanted when it proposed its budget in March?
That's absolutely right. And quite frankly, we're obviously disappointed by that. But this was the agreement reached on the debt ceiling. And we think once an agreement is reached, we have to stick to those numbers. We don't want to renegotiate. I must tell you, there are many in the House who want lower numbers. And we have said, look, this is an issue that has already been compromised. Let's move forward with the numbers. So it's a slight increase over last year.
Now, speaking also of policy riders, on the Senate's version of the DOD appropriation, there's a rider on how much contractors can charge for the top salaries of executives under contracts. And the CBO has scored that as having zero effect on the budget. So would that be something that the Senate Democrats would be willing to do away with if that meant reconciling with the House?
Well, you know, these are issues that that particular provision was negotiated between the Democrats and Republicans. It was not a partisan issue. It came out of the committee itself. So out of the authorizing committee. So these are issues that will be negotiated. Clearly, the Senate and House have to reconcile their differences. But if a policy issue has been resolved by the authorizing committee and approved by the Senate, then I think it's in a different status than these 11th-hour policy riders that are added that have not really gone through the committees of authorization.
Okay, so the Senate, so the DOD appropriation will be on the omnibus, but that DOD authorization will stand alone as it is.
Correct, but normally the appropriation bill for the defense follows the authorization bill. Normally they just put into the omnibus bill what the authorizers have agreed to.
All right, so your bottom line is maybe the middle of next week we could say, woo, we dodged another bullet?
Well, the target date is to get this completed by next Friday, and the omnibus numbers, as you pointed out, I think, and we pretty much agreed on. The question is whether we can get some of these policy differences that are not dollar amounts. We can resolve them within the next. Actually, we have to resolve it almost by today because of the notice requirements of the Senate. And the House require these bills to be noticed soon. So we don't have much time. We're going to get done in the next 24 to 48 hours.